42-6.
And Bay City All Saints, let me say, they're going to be all right. They have fairly decent numbers, fairly good size. But let me tell you, this Deckerville defense is for real. They didn't allow anybody to – they didn't allow Bay City All Saints to move the ball hardly at all. I think All Saints ended up with about 20-some rushing yards for the entire game. It took a while for the offense to get going. It was only 14-0 at the half, and then finally Deckerville found its stride. Had some nice 1-2 punch in the backfield. So Deckerville's going to be fine. You guys get to see them firsthand next week against Lawrence. I'm really anxious to see how that game goes. But Deckerville's defense picked right up where it left off last year.
Well, and because that defense is that good, they're going to win a lot of football games again this year. But the offense will come. Those are some, they have replaced a lot of big shoes on that offense. Yes, the defense did too, but Coach Brown has always been defense first, so no surprise that they barely allowed one touchdown in that game. The offense will come along as the season progresses.
And then in 11-player or an 8-player football, the game's going on tonight. Peck is traveling to Lawrence. North Huron is at Dryden. Akron Fairgrove at Flint International House of Pancakes. And CPS is at Kingston.
Well, let me just – there's no real game that stands out there, but let me just say there was 4 crossover games in the NCTL last night. And the NCTL Stars won all 4 of them by – I think the combined score was 146 or something to 6. Give or take, I can't remember the exact number. So it was an absolute dominating performance for that NCTL Stars division. And they start league play next week. That Stars division is going to be a lot of fun to cover.
Oh, they're going to be very competitive, score a lot of points. So it's going to be fun to see which one of those teams sort themselves out. But I got to imagine we're going to see more Stars dominance again tonight.
And then in moving on to 11-player division, we had some games last night. Genesee took out Memphis 18-8. Sandusky at Imlay City, so Sandusky 52, the Spartans of Imlay City 13. Reese took out Caro, shut them out 23-0 in Caro, and Hudson. And Lakers went right down to the bitter end, and Lakers unfortunately fell short by a touchdown 24-16.
I had a photographer who was at the Caro and Reese game, and he said, do not be fooled by that score. Reese is not very good. They were the beneficiaries of no less than 10 turnovers in that game.
No kidding.
And only still managed to win 23-0. So Reese has got a lot of work to do. And then the other two games, Sandusky, I like that. That's 52-13 over Imlay City. That's a team that really struggled coming off a historic year for them. And we said it on the Strong Side preseason special about Lakers and Hudson. It doesn't matter if Lakers goes on the road and loses that game or not, because we think they're going to be all right. That was a close game. It was tied 16-16. Hudson scored late. I'm excited to see what Lakers has. They host Sandusky next week, so that should be a really intriguing game.
Hudson, a powerhouse and a typical year, has had a lot of good success in the past. So kudos to Lakers to go to that neutral field and push Hudson to the limit. So obviously they are going to be very competitive, as predicted in the West. And as for Reese, I'm looking at it, they only led that game 3-0 most of the game, even with all those turnovers. So Reese has got some work to do, clearly. But I really like, as we mentioned on the preseason show, the East is very weak. Sandusky coming up, putting out 52 points, is going to be good for the East. It's going to put pressure on the Harbor Beaches and give Ubley a push in the East. And hopefully, if Ubley does run the table, which we think they certainly can, we'll get them some more playoff points down the stretch.
All right, going in a little quick fire here for the remaining 6 games. We've already have the Harbor Beach Bad Axe predictions in, but Hemlock at Vassar.
I would say Hemlock. Vassar really struggled last year. Don't know much about either team, but I would go with Hemlock.
I just think Vassar coming off a bad year. No sign that they're going to get better. No story saying they're going to better. Go Hemlock.
And then USA at Ubley, perhaps the best game aside from the one in front of us.
Right.
That is gonna be
tonight. I think without question the best game of any game that's on the schedule tonight. Go with the Bearcats, but this is going to go a long way to tell us a lot about both teams, because both of these teams lost quite a bit personnel-wise. So I'm really anxious to see, but I think, again, we picked both of these teams to win the respective sides of their league. So let's see what they're made of tonight.
I just don't see this game being outside of 12 points in any time of this game, unless if one team really collapses with turnovers. I'll take the home team. Give me the Bearcats. I still think they're the best team in the area.
Brown City at New Haven.
Don't know anything about New Haven.
Brown City.
Brown City was an improved team. Let's see if they can keep that improvement and take that next step and make the playoffs.
It's better for the East. Let's go Brown City.
GTC East of Marlette taking on the future GTC East of KPAC in KPAC.
Yeah, this one, very unknown. Marlette had a really, really tough season last year, and K-Pack is traditionally pretty down. I know in the paper I picked K-Pack, so I'll pick K-Pack here, but I wouldn't be surprised at all if Marlette won this game.
Let's see if Marlette wins this game. K-Pack hasn't been very good either, so it's going to be a close game regardless.
And then Cassidy is playing host to the Flint Hamadians.
I like this game. Cassidy went over there and Flint beat them last year. I believe they beat them last year.
Yes, they did, yes.
And you know, got them some confidence. I think they're going to keep that going tonight, beat Flint Hamady, and get a little bit of early season momentum going.
Don't know that much about Flint Hamady either, but they are coming back to Cassidy. Cassidy plays well at home. Give me Cassidy.
We are 22 minutes away from kicking off the season of 2017 football in the state of Michigan. You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network. When we return, we will take a look at Harbor Beach and Bad Axe, the game of the week, right here on your home for high school football, the WLEW Sports Network.
What's that? What were you just saying? You need to switch to the talk of the thumb.
It's back to school time, and now through September 30th, Thumb Cellular has some great back-to-school specials. You can get 25 bonus gigs of data, a free $10 gift card for iTunes or Google Play, and great discounts on almost any phone at Thumb Cellular. The Samsung J3, LG Fluid 2, and iPhone SE are all free on a two-year contract. Don't forget to check out their new hot phones like the Samsung Galaxy S8 and S8 Plus and the iPhone 7 and 7 Plus, all at back-to-school savings. Stop into any location of Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky, and check out all the back-to-school deals they have to offer. Terms of service apply.
You love Thumb Cellular.
Growing up in the Thumb of Michigan, I quickly learned about family values and commitment. Bayport State Bank also shares those same beliefs by investing in the communities we serve, keeping our economy strong and vibrant. I'm Brody, and as a lender with Bayport State Bank, we will work hard to customize a loan package that is right for you, with quick lending decisions that only a local bank can provide. We're a long-standing bank with solid ratings, and by taking lending seriously, Bayport State Bank recently earned the recognition to place in the top 28 community banks in overall lending to its customers. And while some banks may quickly sell off your loan, Bayport State Bank believes in you. We were your lender then, and we will continue to be your lender tomorrow. So what can I do for you?
Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name.
Thumb National Bank presents a reward program where you choose where to spend the points. This is Heather from our new Thumb National office in Bad Axe. Each time you use your Thumb National Bank and Trust debit card, you earn points. Unlike other reward programs that take forever to accumulate points, limit your point redemption options, or eliminate their point program altogether, Thumb National Bank's You Choose program allows you to earn big rewards and offers thousands of redemption choices. The more you use your card, the more points you earn. Just go to thumbnational.com and click on the You Choose Rewards link to sign up today and start earning points while you shop. It's that easy. Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, with offices in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, Bad Axe, and Bay City, where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
You can't predict what the future holds, but you can make the future more predictable. Just call your Farm Bureau insurance agent, Casey Yan of Harbor Beach. That one call that puts you on the road to a more secure retirement. Our IRA and annuities guarantee a lifetime retirement income, big tax advantages, and competitive interest rates. And you get the rock-solid protection of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company of Michigan, rated one of the 50 most outstanding life insurances in America. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hi, this is Casey Yan, your Farm Bureau Insurance agent in Harbor Beach. From life-changing events to everyday miracles, we're here to help you protect the people, places, and things that matter most. Please call us today in Harbor Beach at 479-3288.